Promoting justice, peace and reconciliation among divided African communities. That theme will be at the heart of the Synod of Bishops on Africa to be held in the Vatican later this year. But it's also the urgent business at the heart of a seminar taking place this week in Nairobi, Kenya, looking at the important role of Catholic media in bringing about such reconciliation between peoples of different ethnic groups or religious faiths. The seminar has been organised by the Vatican's Council for Social Communications and aims to draw largely on the traditional forms of communication within African cultures themselves. It hopes to build on the experience of similar projects, for example in Rwanda, where radio helped to fuel the 1994 genocide, but where local organisations are now using radio dramas to great effect in the work to promote healing and conflict resolution.
This is the beginning. We are thinking to have such a project scheduled in 3 years.
Archbishop Claudio Celi is president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. Before his departure for the Kenyan capital, he told me more about his hopes for this important pilot project and his prayer that others may be interested in supporting such vital work in Africa today.
Yes, this is a new project and is a moment of our involvement in the promotion of the new technologies and medias in Africa. After 2 years of my presence here in the Pontifical Council, we realized that Africa is suffering a little bit in this field. And talking with the Episcopal Conference of Africa, I was in Zambia with AMECEA region, and I was also in Ivory Coast with Serao, is a French-speaking Africa. We were realizing that Africa needs a strong support and projects to promote a better and improved presence of the church in the media. And so we decided to promote, in cooperation with the AMECEA region bishops. And AMECEA region is, as you know, is Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Malawi, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, in Zambia too, to have a seminar for 100 young people. They are chosen by the local episcopal conferences. And the meaning and the goals of such a seminar is to analyze the contemporary trends concerning developments in the technology and culture of communication for community leaders, especially young leaders in East Africa. And as you know, the title, I would say the theme of this seminar is Communication at the Service of Justice, Peace and Reconciliation. This is because the bishops of Africa are stressing such points. And so we wanted to give a strong and cooperation to the mission of the bishops in Africa. It means that to have the people involved in the mass media to be responsible promoters of reconciliation and peace. This is the beginning. We are thinking to have such a project scheduled in 3 years, and also to have a new Catholic radio operating in Kenya, with the support also of people from Tuscany in Italy, from Florence. And I was talking with the Archbishop of Florence and the Auxiliary Bishop and other people involved. The Catholic radio of Tuscany in Italy will help, will support the development, the preparation of the people involved in this new Catholic radio in Kenya. I was talking with the bishops of Serao, Ivory Coast, and with them also we are thinking to have new perspectives, new projects. And so this is just the beginning. You know, for us, we think that it's much better to give ideas, to promote, to give also to the people a new heart, a new mind, leaving to the great cultural capacities of Africa the way how to express some values.
As you say, the church has many resources in terms of its personnel. There's also the very practical side of funding. This all costs a lot of money. You mentioned one initiative from people in Tuscany, but where else do you hope to get the money from?
This is a big question. I tell you honestly, in this moment I am like a special beggar, because as you can imagine, the Pontifical Council has no funds for these projects. And so I have to find around benefactors, support, sponsors that are considering that the work, the activities in the field of social communication are important. And I think that this is really a special moment. And so now I'm looking for sponsors for other projects. And so I hope that some of your listeners, they can think that they can be of help in our activities.
Some of the countries that you're talking about, for example, Sudan or perhaps Ethiopia, are still countries with conflicts that are going on. They're countries where freedom of expression is often not easy. This kind of work can be very difficult and even dangerous, can't it?
It's still problematic and it's still dangerous. For example, we think that the people from Eritrea are not coming. And this is why the bishops, they were requesting from us that we must involve medias in this process of reconciliation and peace. Because it is not an easy region, conflicts, difficulties inside. And so we think that really tomorrow the Catholic media can play a new and important role. They are just doing now already a significant work. But with this training, these seminars, and we will increase as much as possible such possibilities, will give a good support to such an improvement. And so we are confident, and we express our hope that these seminars can be of help to reconciliation and peace in this region.
Are you particularly encouraging the use of radio, which is, of course, one of the cheaper means, or are you also looking at new technologies, internet and so on?
I was talking with the African bishops recently that were visited at Limina. And the bishops themselves, they are discovering the big potentialities of new technologies. As you can imagine, we are still having in Africa what we call a digital divide. Great sectors of Africa are not accessible. They are lacking electricity, they don't have providers for internet. But bishops, little by little, are rediscovering such potentialities and what new technologies can offer also to the spreading of the gospel. But the spreading of human values, as we are considering this seminar, values of reconciliation, of peace. And so really, we are seeing how we can do something for such a promotion. So we are considering the great contribution given by the usual media. But certainly, we are looking to see how new technologies can be involved in this field.
These themes, justice, peace and reconciliation, will also be at the heart of the Synod on Africa later in the year. Exactly. You're hoping this communications will be an essential part of it.
Exactly. Some of the bishops told me about this already. You know, the problem is that communication is just not one of the activities of the church. I am accustomed to say that if the church is not communicative, it's not the church. Because church is to communicate the love of God. And so we must reconsider all the activities of the church, all the activities of the church in the line of communication. And this is a new perspective. Because as you can imagine, until now, we were talking about new technologies like instruments. And it is true, they are instruments to promote and to give diffusion to the gospel. But new technologies are creating a new culture. And new technologies are inviting us to reconsider what is all the activity of the church. And so social communication or media are not just one of the activities of the church, but the communication must be a trend and an ideal vision of all the activities of the church. And so this is a great rethinking inside the church. And I think that, and I hope that the synod will give us a great opportunity, all the bishops from Africa, to reconsider this.
My thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. Vision Africa.